You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent. Now, where do hawks, owls, and eagles go when they get hurt? What's it like to nurse these raptors back to health and release them back into the wild? And what role do you and I play in helping to care for these animals? For the answers to these questions and your own, we take you to Wisconsin's Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital, and we welcome your questions and comments throughout our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Kim Ammon is a veterinarian and licensed wildlife rehabilitator in Wisconsin. Ammon is the founder of the Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital based in Spooner. Kim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, and the Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital rescues, rehabilitates, and releases these wild birds. What made you decide to open a hospital to treat these animals?
The hospital is really the culmination of my veterinary career. I always treated birds. I was always interested in birds even before I went to veterinary school. And it was a big part of my practice during the years I was actively practicing. When I was facing retirement, I knew I wanted to continue on with the wild bird treatment. And in order to do that, I needed to have a hospital at my disposal. And so we established with a small board of directors and core group of volunteers, we established Winged Freedom as a nonprofit. There is no state or federal funding for wildlife rehabilitation. And so we needed to fundraise. And we started that in about 2021. Fundraised very hard and are very proud of the facility that we built and moved into last May. So we have, I have the greatest job in the world. I get to work with these birds every day in a beautiful brand new facility. Not only is the hospital amazing, but we also have an attached eagle flyway where the bald eagles that are recovering and ready for exercise can condition and strengthen before they are ready to be released. And then enclosures for the hawks and owls as well. So it's a dream come true for me, and I have a great core group of people that help me.
Kim, how many patients are currently in residence at your hospital?
Right now we have five, but that's, because this is our slower season. When the birds migrate south, we tend to slow down. As migration is already in process and starts up in the spring, that number starts to go up dramatically. And in the summer months, it's not uncommon to have, 20 birds here all at the same time.
What kind of capacity do you have at the Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital? Does it get crowded?
Not yet. Okay. We've only been in the facility since May, so I can't say that we have outgrown it or anything yet. Our numbers increase at least 25% every year. So last year we took in 143 birds. And over 50 of those were bald eagles. So that's our number one species that comes in for care here.
Kim Ammon, what are the most common injuries or illnesses that you find in wild birds that you're typically treating?
I can tell you that in raptors, almost all of the birds that come in have some kind of human-caused problem. They're either struck at high speed by a vehicle, they may come in with lead poisoning, which always comes from human sources. Mouse rodenticides are a problem, and these things are all preventable and they're all human-caused, but those are probably on the top of the list. There is some infighting. It's a very competitive world out there for raptors, and so we do get some fight wounds and things like that. But the vast majority of it is human-caused.
And when you talk about lead poisoning, how would we recognize the symptoms of lead poisoning among wild bird populations?
It probably isn't a set of symptoms that the average person is going to recognize. Mostly what a person is going to see is a bird that's weak, maybe can't fly. They assume it has a broken wing or something like that. Birds with lead poisoning have ingested the lead. It has risen in their bloodstream enough to be toxic. And by doing that, it then paralyzes the nervous system and all of their functions. So their muscles, their digestive system, those things shut down. and they become very, very sick, nauseated and weak.
The American Eagle Foundation says that a standard 150-grain lead bullet can poison as many as 10 eagles. What can we do to reduce lead poisoning among our raptor population, Kim?
The obvious choice would be to get lead out of the environment. And the most common sources for lead are going to be hunting ammunition and fishing equipment. I know there are movements working actively on that, and I support that wholeheartedly. There is still lead in our wetlands. It's not legal to use that to hunt waterfowl anymore, but all that lead shot is down in the mud, and the ducks and frost and things like that bring it back up to where it can be ingested again and start the cycle over. So it's really about us humans opening our eyes and saying, yes, this is a problem I care enough about to do something and get it out of there.
Kim Ammon, our guest, she is the founder of the Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital in northwestern Wisconsin. We invite you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. If you have a question or one of your own experiences with rescuing a wild bird, 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. And Kim, who's usually finding and bringing these wild birds to your hospital?
So the way it usually works is a phone call comes into myself or our volunteer rescue coordinator. And that call may come from the general public who found us on the DNR website or Googling us or something. They've either found a bird or they hit a bird or they saw a bird get hit on the highway an officer finds it or whatever. The call comes in. We try to make contact with the caller if they're not the one that called us and ask them to stay with the bird if they can, keep eyes on it. And then we scramble one of our volunteers to try and go out and see what this bird needs. And so it may be the volunteer coordinator himself. Most of the bald eagles are picked up by him. Some of the smaller birds, we've tried to establish a network of people. We cover such a large area because there are no other raptor rehabilitators in any of the counties around us. We cover 10 counties or more. And it's a long way for these people to put miles on their cars. So we do try to establish volunteers in other communities that are outlying that we've trained, and they will go out and do whatever needs to be done to rescue the bird, get it boxed up and transported back to the hospital. And that frees up my time so that I'm not out on the road trying to do the rescuing. I can focus on the needs of the medical and surgical needs of the birds in the hospital.
How long does it generally take to rehabilitate a wild bird once they come to your hospital?
It really depends what they came in for. Broken bones need 4 to 6 weeks just to mend, and then there's a reconditioning a couple of months after that as the bird gets to using the limb again and re-establishing muscle and strength and conditioning. If they have lead poisoning and it's at a treatable level, a couple of months while we get the lead out, and then again they recondition and fly and strengthen back up. So it really depends what they come in with. In the spring and summer, we do get quite a few calls for baby raptors. Mm-hmm. We always try to establish that those raptors actually need rescuing. Their best chance for being a normal wild bird is to be raised by their parents. And so if there's any chance that we can either patch up the bird and return it to the nest or to the parents, that's what we do. In some cases, it just isn't possible. And so we raise those birds for as long as we need to until they know how to take care of themselves.
Kim Ammon is the founder of Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital based in Spooner. And we invite you to a conversation about what to do when you find an injured wild bird. 1-800-642-1234. If you have a story to share or a question about wildlife rehabilitators in Wisconsin, do you know where yours closest wildlife rehabilitator resides? Join us. 1-800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and we're talking with a licensed wildlife rehabilitator about their work at the Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital in Washburn County. And we welcome your questions and stories about injured animals and the work it takes to help them heal and release them back into the wild. 800-642-1234 to join us, 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Our guest, Kim Ammon, is a veterinarian and licensed wildlife rehabilitator in Spooner. And Kim, I'm seeing the stories this morning. We're hearing the stories this morning of bird flu that has spread to dairy cows in Texas. And in January, the State Agriculture Department reported a case of avian influenza in Washburn County, where you are. Although the case involved commercial birds, your hospital is located there. Does this case of bird flu and others concern you?
So avian influenza was a huge problem 2 summers ago when it came across the oceans in migration and spread across the U.S. And of course, had huge economic impact on chicken producers and other poultry producers. For us in our business that summer, we saw a lot of cases. I euthanized many, many animals, many birds in the field that were displaying outward symptoms of it, because once they're severely afflicted like that, there's no treatment, there's no cure, and euthanasia is the kindest thing we can do for them. They really are suffering. Since then, it has come and gone. It's around. We know it's there, just like any other widespread virus or something. You know, it hangs around, but it tends to prey on the weak and on birds that congregate. So poultry operations are a prime example of where we've got lots and lots of birds in a concentrated situation, and one case of it getting in there spreads like crazy, and of course it's a big deal. For us, we've had at least 2 cases this calendar year that I am quite sure had flu. One was a bald eagle and one was a great horned owl. These birds were displaying symptoms outwardly of the flu, and there are things that you can be trained to see. There are tests available and so on, but these birds were so severely afflicted that we euthanized and made sure that it didn't get into our facility. So it's something that we are screening for, visually watching for symptoms. It can look like other things like lead poisoning or other problems, but we are actively aware that it's around. It isn't magically going to spread to our facility. It would have to be brought in by another bird. And so the enclosures that we have for our birds are specifically designed to keep other birds out. We don't share space or water sources or anything like that with waterfowl or anything that could bring it in. And so we take every precaution that we can, to keep it out.
Let's go to your calls and questions now at 1-800-642-1234. David, good morning.
On April 15th, to buy and herself something nice. And
I'm sorry. And we'll go to Ann and Waldo next. Ann, good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be on. I have a good friend, Jeannie Lord. She runs the Pine View Wildlife Refuge in Wabaca.
Yeah?
She's been doing it since 1980, saving raptors, baby foxes, all sorts of birds, reptiles. It's a wonderful organization.
What's the organization called, Ann?
Pine View Wildlife Refuge.
Thank you for that. And Kim, where do you go to find, do we have enough wildlife rehabilitators in Wisconsin, and where do you go to find them?
So I would tell you that any wildlife rehabilitator would say there aren't enough of us, because we get so busy and overwhelmed. You can find a rehabilitator in your area by getting on the DNR website, mm-hmm, and checking county by county. There's a map on there, and you can click county by county. It'll tell you who's licensed and what species they take. You can also call the DNR hotline, and they will refer you to someone in your area that can help you. I do get calls for species I don't take, and people are upset when I can't help them with their raccoon or their woodpecker or whatever, but everyone is licensed for species that they are set up to treat, and we follow DNR and Fish and Wildlife regulations in the work that we do. So the best way to do it is online.
Okay, ma'am, and as we wrap up here, when I find a wild bird that might be injured or sick, what actions can I take to do the best for this animal?
If you can wait to touch that bird and get in touch with a rehabilitator, that's the best way. So call law enforcement, call, get on the DNR website, whatever. Find somebody that you can talk to help you determine if that animal really needs help. If it does, then follow their instructions as to what to do. I do not have members of the public handle dangerous animals like bald eagles. They really can hurt you. But if it's a small bird or a small hawk, something like that, I may have the caller, you know, gently wrap it in a towel, put it in a box and get it secured. And then we work on trying to get it transported to the hospital. So get in touch with somebody that can get you advice. If you're alone, if you're remote, you don't have a signal, you can't find somebody or whatever, and you really feel that the bird needs help, then go through those steps to, you know, gently restrain the bird if it's small enough to do so. And get it to help as fast as you can.
And finally, this morning, with about a minute left, what can we do to prevent the injuries in the first place, Kim?
One of the biggest things in our area, being such a wide open rural area, is we have so much roadkill, you know, deer and things like that. You know, stop, slow down when you see a deer on the side of the road. There's probably something that's been feeding on it or maybe currently feeding. We get in eagles on a regular basis that are down feeding on these animals and take off. They don't realize what's going to happen when they fly in front of a car. They get hit. So take the deer off the side of the road if you can. Get it off into the field. That can go a long way in helping, but slow down and pay attention.
Hey, Kim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on. This was great.
Kim Ammon, founder of Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital based in Spooner in Washburn County. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.